didn't like Danny to be gone this long without calling. I suppose you're right, Miss Brooks. Would you like some more coffee?
No.
I can't help thinking about that story in the papers the other day about the college professor who was found wandering around with amnesia. His wife had left him, too. If only Daddy hadn't taken Walter Denton's car to drive to the station. Walter can hardly control that hopped-up jalopy himself.
Hi, Walter.
But Daddy didn't steal your car.
No.
He wasn't. He didn't. He hasn't.
It was Grandma from Montrose.
Well, what's great about it, Mr. Boynton? We still don't know where he is.
Well, poor Daddy. Even if nothing else has happened to him, he'll probably be half drowned. It's raining here now, too.
Yeah. Goodbye, Miss Brooks.
Goodbye.
I'm so glad Daddy's home safely.
Yeah.
All right, Walter.
Let's go.
Excuse us, folks. We haven't made up since yesterday.
Hello, Miss Brooks. I wouldn't call you this late, but I don't want to disturb Daddy anymore, and Walter's in jail.
Yes. On our way home from the movies, two policemen stopped us